The Torah tells us, Be'erav tochu matzos. On the night of Pesach, we have a chiyah, we have a mitzvah ase min ha-Torah to eat matzah. This applies equally to men and women, even though one might say it's a mitzvah ase shazman grama, matzah. So how could women be chayav? So that's the famous Gemara in Psachim from the juxtaposition of the psukim, that whoever is usher to eat chametz, so the chayav become ochel matzah. Like we have a similar drasha by Kiddush for women. Whoever is chayav in shamar, kosher yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. So it's a chayav d'oraisa for men and women alike. So there's a, but we can't eat chametz the whole Pesach. Like, what do you mean? So be'erev tochu matzos. I mean, and the rest of Pesach, are we bread? So of course not. No, but so according to many Rishonim, it means there's a special, you have to be matzah all the days of Pesach, and there's an etziv and a gra, you get a kiyam ha-mitzvah, even if there might not be a chiyav. But the point being is, according to many Rishonim, it's a din of asiyah l'shma. That the first night, the first two nights in Chutzaret, you have to eat l'shem mitzvah matzah. So the asiyah, when you make it, it has to be l'shem. That's why when people make the hand shmura, that's what they say, and that's why, and for those who use machines, so when you hit the button, you say l'shem mitzvah matzah. So I understand the difference then between the first night and the rest of Pesach, that the first night you need shmura matzah for the Seder. For the rest of Pesach, you just need that it can't be chametz. But according to the Rambam learned to mean shimur mechametz. You know, maybe from Shas Ksira, different discussions from where. So according to the Rambam, why should there be a distinction between the first night and the rest of Pesach? Bishlam, according to the Rishonim, will say to them, Asiya l'shma. So I understand that it only applies to the first night. But if you hold it to the din of Shimor Mechametz, like Smashra from the Rambam, so what's so special about the first night? So there's this famous Mesha Chachma on Parashas Bo, when he talks about V'shamarta Sachuka Zos Miyamim Yamima, the whole discussion in the Gemara, Machlokes, whether it's referring to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach or it's referring to the mitzvah of Tefillin. So let's go with Tefillin. So this halakha, they learn out that once every 7 years, or twice every 7 years, the Mesha Chachma brings down the halakha of checking your Tefillin. Aye, so what's the Mesha Chachma talking about? In other words, when do you have to check your tefillin? If you think the pasul, do you have to check them every day or whenever, how often as need be? And if you're telling me we go basar rov, that I have no reason to think they're not good. In fact, that could be me'ikar adin if you wear them every day. And but so what's the pasuk telling me to check them? So it must be. So the question is, why do we have a pasuk telling me I have to check my tefillin? I know. It's like for bugs. If you have always over a 50% chance of having a bug, you have to check it, min ha-Torah. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Chulin that most of the treifas we don't check for, there's only one we do check for, because the Ramban writes, it's a miyad ha-matzoy. We check by the lungs. But min ha-Torah, you don't have to check. So the question is, why the Meshach HaKom Eter, we need a pasuk by tefillin that I have to check, even though L'chore could be more than it is rov that it's good, yet by treifa, I don't need a pasuk. So the Mesha Chachma gives the Yisod, there's a fundamental difference between mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. So mitzvahs los asay, so as long as you don't do it, it's meridas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they talk about Mechiras Chameit, so if you're avoiding by Yirah, by Yimata, so by hook or by crook, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you don't violate the Isser, we don't care, or we care less. But when it comes to a mitzvah's asay, it's not enough to have a 50-50, or we want to make sure you're doing the mitzvah. Because let's say, if the tefillin happened to be puzzled, then you don't get the mitzvah. Onus isn't, at least in this case, command the other. We don't give you... You might not get an onesh for not putting on tefillin, but you certainly don't get the mitzvah aseh. So when it comes to a mitzvah aseh, by tefillin, we need a pasuk because we want to make sure you're getting the mitzvah. But by an aveira, as long as you follow the laws by hook or by crook, you follow the legal definition, even though it was treif, it wouldn't be an issue because you weren't rebelling against God. You assumed it was good. In fact, that's what they say shot in the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is, Savik daraisa lokula, really, min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, you have a 50-50 Safik ha-Shakul. So really, min ha-Torah, Safik daraisa lokula, it's only midrabanan l'chumra. So, that's what the Achronim point out. But so that's only by an Aveira. It could be that by a mitzvah, the Rama would say that no, that you have to actually make sure you have to check, you know, with the sort of the Meshach Chokmah. So that's what they point out according to the Rambam. Even according to the Rambam, why do I need a Pasuk the first night? Why is the first night different? Because that's a, besides being the Isser of Shimor Mechameh, that applies the whole Pesach. But to fulfill my mitzvah aseh, then I have to make sure that it's Shmura Matzah, and therefore, even according to the Rambam, one has to be more careful the first night. Because since it's a mitzvah aseh, we have to, we don't just rely on Rov. We want to make sure that you're eating the mitzvah matzah, because it's like tefillin. If you don't eat shmur matzah, then you won't get your mitzvah aseh d'oraisa.